De retour avec Riley Kinney. We're back with Riley Kinney. La première question, first question, Arpan Basu.
Hey, Riley. Just wondering, you seem to be pretty comfortable with that level of play. How would you compare what you've seen in these games with what you're used to in the queue?
You know, these games, they're a lot faster. There's the big, like, way bigger guys in the queue. So it took a bit to adjust, but I think after a couple shifts in the first game, I think I was fine. But yeah, it's a big difference.
When you look at a guy like Cam Hillis, and you know, I think you guys got out there on the power play a couple of times together. Like, do you see any of yourself in his game, or do you see any similarities between the two of you?
Yeah, he's a really good player. He works really hard. He's for sure a guy to kind of look up to. And yeah, I think me and him have similarities in the game. We're both like skill forwards. Yeah, he's a really good player. And yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Rod.
Thank you.
Thank you, Arpan. Next question, Amy Johnson.
Thank you, Charles. Hi, Riley. Can you describe for us what it's like for you this past week after being drafted by Montreal, getting to come? You're there at the facilities, you're wearing the CH on your sweater, you're playing games with the Habs, and just what you soaked in this week and what you're taking away from the experience.
Yeah, it's a great experience. It feels really, really special, really cool to wear like Montreal Canadiens jersey and just walk around with all like the t-shirts and everything. I learned a lot from this weekend. I learned how like what I need to improve to like to play in the next level, like just the speed, get like a lot stronger. So yeah, I learned a lot on the ice that I'm going to take back to Bathurst and try to work on. And even off the ice, I learned a bunch of new stuff. And yeah, just I'm just like, it's really exciting. It's kind of like a dream come true being here and wearing the jersey. So yeah, I learned a lot and it's really exciting.
For yourself, aside from just overall details of your development and your game this season, what are your big goals for the season coming ahead?
I'm hoping to be like a key player on my Bathurst team this year. We're going to be one of the top teams in the league in our division, I believe. So I'd like to be like a key guy, play every position, every role, and just be like a guy that other teams need to look out for.
Great. Thanks very much. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. Arpan, I see that your hand is still up. Do you have a follow-up for Riley?
Yeah, sure, I could. Riley, I would wonder how you felt your decision-making was over these two games and just how much of a, do you consider that a strength in your game?
You know, like for me personally, I think that's one of my best things about my game. But like, just like I said before, it's a little bit of adjustment. I find these past two games, I need to make the decisions way quicker because guys are on you right away. So I think the more I play at this level, the more I'm going to get used to it. But yeah, that's probably one of the biggest things in like these last two games. But I think I've adjusted pretty good to them. And I believe that's one of my best parts of my game.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Arpan. And there is no further question for Riley. Riley, thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it, buddy.